Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. This is Islam, an insight into the world's fastest growing religion by Fahad Salim Bahammam. The family in Islam. Today, it's true that the numerous cases of the profound lack of family cohesion has reduced families to a sad state of affairs, whereby its members are nothing more than a group of unrelated individuals who have multiple keys to the same house. Regrettably, many men now tend to evade the responsibility of maintaining their wife and/or children. What would then prevent them from enjoying themselves and fulfilling their carnal desires without assuming such a responsibility? Even though this trend is more noticeable today than ever before, it has been embraced by numerous people since the dawn of history. Such a trend is nothing more than a naive tendency to pursue one's own self-interest that is dictated by selfishness, regardless of the negative effects this has on the individual and society. It is for this reason that Islam pays utmost attention to the family, its system, as well as its rights and its duties towards its members. This is because Islam views the family as the center of awareness, education, and advancement. Integrity in society can only be achieved if the family is established on sound moral foundation and manages to fulfill its mission. This concern is reflected in countless provisions, including the following. 1. Islam stresses the principle of marriage to form a family. Marriage is one of the most meritorious acts in Islam and constitutes one of the practices of God's messengers. When some of the Prophet's companions intended to remain celibate and devote themselves completely to worship, continuous prayer and fasting, he, the Prophet, advised them by saying, I observe fast and break it. I perform voluntary night prayer and sleep. I perform voluntary night prayer and sleep and take wives and get married. Therefore, whoever does not follow my practice is not one of my true followers. Al-Bukhari, Hadith number 4776. In the course of reminding people of the countless bounties God has bestowed upon them, the first thing the Quran mentions is the love and tenderness God has set between husband and wife. As the Quran states, among his signs is that he created spouses for you of your own kind so that you might find tranquility in them, and he has placed love and compassion between you. Quran chapter 30 verse 21. Islam commands its followers to make marriage easy and promises divine help to those who seek it to guard their chastity. Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, said, there are three people whom God will surely help. Amongst these three, he mentioned a person who desires to get married in order to preserve his chastity. At-Tirmidhi, Hadith 1655. It commands young men to get married. Islam commands young men to get married, for marriage is the right course of action for them to help them control their intense sexual impulses and to find tranquility in their spouses. In the course of reminding people of the countless favors God has bestowed upon them, one of the first things the Quran mentions is the love and tenderness God has set between husband and wife. Let's remember this note. 2. It has shown respect to every member of the family, males and females alike. It has charged the parents with the great responsibility of raising their children. Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, said, every one of you is a guardian and is responsible for those in his custody. The ruler is a guardian of his subjects and responsible for them. A husband is a guardian of his family and is responsible for it. A woman is a guardian for her husband's home and is responsible for it. And a servant is a guardian for his master's property and is responsible for it. Al-Bukhari, Hadith number 853. 3. Islam encourages children to honor their parents and commands them to express respect and appreciation to them. Look after them and show them due obedience until their death. Regardless the age of the children, they are duty-bound to obey their parents and show kindness to them. Indeed, the Quran considers obedience to one's parents a meritorious act of worship and warns the believers against being rude to their parents, even by saying a word of disrespect directed at them. The Quran says, in the meaning of which your Lord has commanded that you should worship none but Him, and that you should show kindness to your parents. Whether one or both of them reach old age with you, do not say, oh, do not say, off to them. Do not say, off to them, out of irritation, and do not be harsh with them, but speak to them with gentleness and generosity. Quran chapter 17, verse 23. 4. Islam commands parents to safeguard their children's rights and urges them to spend on them equally and treat them justly under all circumstances. Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, said, a man who neglects those who are under his care would surely be committing a sin. Abu Dawood, Hadith number 1692. As regards spending on daughters in particular and caring for them, he said, whoever is in charge of any of these girls and treats them well, they will be a shield for him against hellfire. Al-Bukhari, Hadith number 5649. Just to repeat the note, Islam warns the believers against being rude to their parents in any way, even by saying a word of disrespect to them. 5. Islam enjoins Muslims to maintain the bonds of kinship. These relatives include paternal and maternal aunts and uncles and their children. Indeed, Islam regards maintaining the ties of kinship one of the most commendable acts, warns against severing such ties, and considers doing so a major sin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace be and a blessing be upon him, said, the person who severs the bonds of kinship will not enter paradise. Muslim, Hadith number 2556. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah.